Welcome to MVP Podcast, also known as Most Valuable Photography Podcast.
All right, we are back.
Like we never left. We're always here. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All you have to do is go on your favorite streaming service and click on us, and we'll talk to you for 30 minutes to an hour.
Indeed.
Whether you want us to or not, we're here. Yeah. Oh, man. We're back with another episode of MVP, Most Valuable Photography Podcast. I'm Devon.
Well, he's actually the Warden of the North. He's from way up there.
Actually way up there. Oh, not the tippy top, but nope. I'm close.
He's up. He's I don't up want to go near the top. You don't want to be up there at the top.
I don't want to be any closer to Canada. No.
Yes, they're too polite. They're too polite.
They're too polite. Yeah. And they'll start talking French, and then I won't know what's going on.
Yes, and I'm Clay from the absolute dirtiest of dirty South.
Oh, yeah. The bottom of the map.
The bottom of the map. We are the foot bottom.
Oh, man. The dirty South, a.k.a. the foot bottom. Yes. Oh, man. But last episode, we talked about, you know, different ways and encouraging people to keep going. And I was thinking, some people haven't even gotten started.
So we went to step B, but we forgot step A.
Yeah. That was actually C. It was like, encouraging people not to stop. Like we were far down the alphabet. We should have, you know. So backtracking, starting with A, how do you get started? I think in today's age, because we have information overload, people tend to feel like they need a lot more than they really do to get started. And, you know, you can start wherever you are. The best camera you can get is the one you can get your hands on. Or the one you have already. Yep. So the best gear you have is the gear you have already. Trust me, and we've done it. There's always going to be more gear. There's always going to be a latest and greatest camera. There's always going to be a new YouTube video with a new tip and technique. Don't get all caught up in that. There's a lot of people who've made careers of doing one thing very well. And that could be you. And they had a career, or they have a following, or they just have a nice catalog that they're proud of, from doing one thing very well with, you know, the same tools. There's a lot of photographers who are out there who are very famous, who shot with one camera and the same lens. And that's all they used. And don't ask them to change that up. You know, you'll be surprised. There's a lot of, photographers who can't shoot with strobes. Everything they've done has been natural light. Don't ask them to shoot with strobes. You know, even with the best help and technicians, they won't do it. They only know how to shoot with natural light. And, you know, you may look at them and they're very famous and you may say, well, that's mediocre. And you're probably right, but they've gotten this far doing very simple things consistently. So, getting started, I think, is just not overcomplicating it. You should, you know, sometimes the genius is in the simplicity of what you're doing. So don't think that you need, you know, $10,000 to get started in your photography journey. You may need $10 at the thrift shop. You know, you can grab something and start shooting. Or you can start shooting on your phone, which you already have, and applying the principles and stuff to photography. So there's so much available to us today that there's really, not too many viable excuses, not to get started when almost everybody walks around with a camera in their pocket, which wasn't true years ago, but now that's the truth. And the price to entry compared to, you know, 10, 20 years ago is way cheaper, and how good the cameras are today compared to what was considered a professional camera years ago is what the entry-level camera is today and has way more capabilities. Because you can do photo, you can do video, you can, you know, send it wirelessly to your phone. Like all these, it's just like cars, like all these things become standard after a little while. And, you know, I think what we think is true is not true. And I found that with photography, even being a professional photographer for years, is that I think the people who, for lack of a better term, gatekeep, they try to make things sound a lot more complicated to keep themselves in that position where it's really simple. You know,
no, I agree.
It's really simple. Yeah. You know, I mean, there's like three things you can adjust on the camera. How it's like your shutter speed, your aperture, and your ISO. That's it. There's three adjustments on a camera to make up a photograph. You can complicate those three things as much as you want, but if you learn three things about a camera, you've mastered it. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have to master three things. It's not rocket science. It's not medical science. It's photography. So it's like, you know, lighting and three things on your camera. You know, and practice. So don't overcomplicate it and let that keep you from starting. You know, get started. Mm-hmm. It's fun. Have fun with it. Build on it. Take it step by step. Don't try to go from, like we did, from start at C or D and go back to A. Like start at A and go through the alphabet and there's a lot of information out there. I love YouTube University. But again, it's saturated and you have to find those people who speak your language and can explain things to you, the way you understand it. Sometimes it's not the information. A lot of times it's how it's being delivered and who your teacher is. So you may find somebody that speaks to you where you totally get everything they're saying, and you may find other people who, you know, it sounds like they're speaking a foreign language, but they're speaking the same language you speak. Mm-hmm. So, don't let getting started, or don't let all the things that you put into your head stop you from getting started.
Yeah. Just get started.
You know, yeah, I think I got started out of ignorance and cockiness. So I just didn't know any better. So I kind of went ahead and bought camera and bought gear and, you know, slowly found out that, you know, everything they tell you at the store is not true. Like, they're just trying to make a sale. So I bought stuff that I probably shouldn't have bought and bought stuff that I didn't understand the difference between, you know, product A and product B. And, you know, and stuff for the same money that I probably could have made, wiser decisions. But that just taught me to, go how to do online research. And that's a little tough because, you know, there's paid sponsorship. So sometimes you go and you watch a review, but this person is getting paid to, review the product. So they're only going to tell you the good points and stuff. So, I would say in all the trash that's out there, there's a lot of good as well. You just have to, it's a technique to learn how to sift through it. You know, I think we may need the MVP, YouTube channel too. So people have a resource to go to that's unbiased and unpaid for, you know, so. I mean, yeah, if somebody wants to pay me that.
I mean, for $1 billion maybe, but you know.
Yeah, I mean.
You get what I'm saying.
We can be sponsored. We can't be bought.
Hey, there you go.
No, but I think we do need some more unbiased. Because I find like a lot of YouTubers start out very unbiased, very good information. But you could slowly see where the sponsorships come in you know, and some are honest and they'll say that X company sent this to me.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't really get an honest review. Then it's kind of like, yeah, this is great. Like everything's great about, you know, the lens of the camera. So you really don't know what to buy. Like everything's great, you know. And then you also need a little information because things that they say are bad about certain products may not have anything to do with you. So they say like a lens or a camera body isn't weather sealed. You're like, I would never take my camera out in the rain.
Right.
It doesn't matter to you. So the fact that they're like dogging this lens or this camera because of its weather seal or how rugged it is, you're like, well, I take really good care of my gear. It's never going to leave the studio. It's, you know, I shoot in my house. Like those type of things shouldn't play into it. And it shouldn't hinder you from getting started thinking like, oh, I need to get all the weather seal stuff, but it's way out of my budget now because X YouTuber said that, that's what I need, you know,
even
for that trip, I'm not taking it to the desert.
Huh? Right. Right. But the thing is that even besides the sponsored views, you also have people who want to become ambassadors, right? And they see a company like Fuji who actually seems to reach out to more average photographers. So they will give you a more favorable review of Fuji and sort of go to bat for Fuji more than they need to, right? It's like, well, there's sort of like a cult being formed here, right? And so if Fuji is what you want to buy, sure, go for it. But just think about your future. Like, you know, think about the system and do a little bit of research and on that instead of just saying, well, everyone is doing Fuji, so I'm going to go to Fuji.
Yeah. And you don't necessarily have to, do what everybody else is doing because, you know, it's kind of like the Kardashian effect. A lot of these things became famous for being famous and nobody ever questioned if they're any good.
Exactly.
You know, so there's a lot of people who have brand loyalty and, you know, on paper, you know, a lot of stuff is better and it's cheaper. I'm talking to an iPhone user, so I won't, I know there's a lot of iPhone users, but pound for pound.
Well, go for it. Let's hear it.
Pound for pound, the Samsung Galaxy is a way better phone, right? It has way more features. It has a better camera. Yeah. If you guys can get over the text messages, like text messaging, you know, if you're buying a $1,000 phone to send text messages, God bless you. But, you know, when you look at it, it's just brand loyalty, right? Because
absolutely,
people will look down on Samsung users or Android users, but we have way more features, you know, and features we've had for years and years are just adding to the Sony phone.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the same thing with cameras. It's kind of like, yeah, this has this, this has that, you know, but at what price point? You know, there's a lot of people who won't buy third-party lenses, like from Sigma and Tamron, but they're excellent.
That's hogwash.
You know, but it's just like, I want my camera and my lens to match. Like, you know, like they're getting dressed. Like, I want everything to match, you know, but it's not necessarily, that these products are not as good as the brand. So you can use, well, you can't on Canon anymore. They won't allow you to use any third-party lenses. But
well, they're coming around to it eventually, they said. But
eventually.
Yeah.
I mean, but not just yet. Other brands such as Sony will allow you. I mean, I'm not advocating for Sony. I am a Sony user. I think they're great cameras. Mm-hmm. But if you're so inclined to look into a Sony, you don't have to buy Sony lenses. You can buy, you know, a Sigma lens, a Tamron lens. Samyang makes good lenses and, you know, there's a lot of other third party, things that could save you some money and won't hinder you getting started.
Yeah. Well, everyone is going to talk. I've seen on Twitter, there seems to be some weird, like Sony hate, you know, oh, Sony's files are so flat. And it's like, you know, sometimes a raw flat file means that probably has a lot more latitude, right? They're like, oh, the color science. And like, color science is a myth, okay, people? Like, stop playing this game.
I never understood that. No. Don't get me started. I think there's a lot of talking points mm-hmm. that people just keep regurgitating.
Yeah.
And never questioned it.
Absolutely.
You know, I think there's people who are like, yeah, I shoot X camera because it has better colors, but compared to what? Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever done a side by side comparison? Like, yes, all brands will have some difference mm-hmm. to their photos. But like I said, walk through the mall, walk through a town, anywhere where you see, flip through magazines, watch TV, and tell me if you can tell what type of camera that was shot on.
So true.
If you can tell me, you're amazing.
You're a genius.
And if you could tell me and it makes a difference to you, you're even more amazing, mm-hmm. right? Because there's just like, you know, I think the average person, even the most seasoned photographer, can't tell.
Nope, they cannot.
You know, you show them an image that was shot. If it's a good image, it's a good image. Exactly. Nobody's going to be like, oh, that's a good image. I can tell it was shot on Hasselblad. No, you can't. No, you can't. Unless you were there. Yeah. Like, you can't tell.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not popular, but everybody does. Like, you know, there'll be these blind tests that people can tell. You know, it's like people tell me they can see the Leica look when they look at pictures, and Leica, because Leica makes very expensive lenses, yeah. and people tell me they can tell the difference.
How can they tell?
They can't.
I know.
They can tell if you tell them. It's a placebo effect. If I tell you it was shot on Leica, you'll believe that it looks better. You know. Leica makes a camera that only shoots black and white,
mm-hmm.
right? So they make a Leica monochrome, two versions, one for the Q and one for their M line.
Yep.
And, you know, they did a blind test, with a Fuji and a Sony set to black and white, and nobody could tell. If you look online, look for blind tests mm-hmm. against the Leica monochrome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, they're like, oh yeah, because it doesn't have, you know, a color layer, the image. No, okay. If you believe it, go spend $5,000-$10,000 on the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can tell.
Exactly.
Nobody's looking at that. Oh my goodness. Did you see that? That was shot on a Leica. You know, it's like,
Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
It's like comparing sugar.
Yeah.
sugar, man. Great. Like, you can't tell. After it's mixed in the food, like, you can't tell.
Exactly. The thing is that you know, most of the sensors are made by one company. Okay? It's Sony. Sorry to tell you this. Probably Canon is probably the only one who doesn't use Sony. Like, let's get real here. Let's stop playing games, people.
It's like all the same stuff.
Yes.
So, you know, if you're sitting back thinking that you need a Leica if you want to go out and shoot black and white, like, don't let that stop you from getting started. It's all the same stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can tell. When people see my images and then I tell them, you know, I shot it on my, you know, less expensive prosumer crop sensor Sony. You're like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Looks so good. Yeah, you can never tell. I could tell you I shot it on anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you like the image, you like the image.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's funny when I'm in the studio, I'll take a picture and people are like, wow, that camera's amazing. I was like, that camera didn't do anything. It wouldn't move unless I told it to. Yeah, exactly. Like, it just sits there. You know, it didn't make any of the adjustments, any of the settings. Like, you know.
Absolutely.
You know, but to give the credit to the camera is crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. Unless you like put it on like auto and spray and pray, then yeah, it can get a little credit. But
yeah.
But yeah, get started, people.
Yes.
Get started.
Just get started.
Yeah, just start. Just start. It doesn't need to be perfect to get started.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, the same thing people do when they're going to go to the gym. They got to like, oh, well, I got to get gloves and I got to get new workout gear and I got to get new sneakers and I got to throw something on and go work out.
Nope.
Like, the workout is what's important.
Exactly.
What you're wearing. You know, oh, I got to go see. Yeah, I saw that they have these new gloves that have this strap, and I'm waiting to get that. It's all BS. Like, just get started. Mm-hmm. It's not going to make a difference. Yeah. We'll work out. People have been working out without gloves for years.
Exactly.
Like, just go and get started. Like, go take pictures. Go take pictures, and they may suck at first, but you'll get better if you keep practicing.
Yep.
You know? And you'll look back at some of your stuff, and you'll be like, wow, you know what? It didn't suck that bad. I just didn't realize what I was looking at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your eyes will change. Your eye will get better. But it takes getting started. If you don't start, you won't see anything. So don't let all the noise stop you from getting started. Make it a personal thing. Don't show anybody your pictures when you first start shooting in. That's fine. You don't have to share.
Agreed.
You know, make it a personal journey. Make it like how diaries used to be. Make it private.
Mm-hmm.
Make your images, you know, your own private journey if you need to. Because people, you know, there's a lot of haters, and people are unnecessarily discouraging a lot of times.
Yeah, unfortunately, but true.
You know, so maybe not sharing is a good thing. You know, unless you have a circle of people that are going to pat you on your back and encourage you and, you know, help you to get better.
Yep.
You know, I'm one that's always going to encourage the people around me that are shooting. Mm-hmm. You know, I think everybody can do it.
Agreed.
Yeah, you know, I think everybody can do it. So, you know, I just encourage people to, like, don't let the little things stop you from your journey.
Yep. Very true.
So,
great advice.
Go out, shoot, get started,
and keep going.
Keep shooting, and then keep going. Then, after you listen to this one, go back to the last episode about keeping going. When you get to that point where you've been shooting, and you feel like stopping,
and
then you can go back and listen to the keep going.
Yes.
MVP, we don't do things in order. You know what it's like those movies that, like, you know, you see the end of the movie at the beginning of the movie, but then you gotta watch the whole movie to figure out what went on.
It's like, how did we get here?
To the beginning. How did they get here? Well, here you go. It's creative writing. Here we go. Hilarious. Yeah. But if you're looking for me, and I hope you, I don't know if I want people looking for me, but hey, if you need to find me, you can find me at www.devonwarrenphoto.com and at Devon Warren Photo on all social media that matters.
Awesome. And if you'd like to find me, I am at cwdailyphoto.com or cwdaily anywhere that matters. And, you know, actually, if it doesn't matter, I'm creepy enough, so I might be there.
You didn't give him your OnlyFans?
No. You have to be no, a no, really no. big fan to find that out.
Okay. You're going to save that one. I guess he's making a lot of money. He doesn't need any more fans.
No. Unless you're into feet. No.
On that note, ciao.
Ciao.
Till next time.
See you later. Ciao.